Letter number 1A. It was written by Opal in 1939, December 24th, Christmas night, from Budapest. Dear son, you've wrote in one of your letter before, no news is good news. So we are keeping ourselves to this saying. If this saying wouldn't be, if we couldn't think of this saying, we would probably be very sad, and it would be a very hard time and very unsure time. We are counting the days and the weeks which we spend knowing that we don't know where you are. We are looking at the map and trying to calculate where could you be. We hope that everything is all right with you, and it will be. All our thoughts and wishes and hopes will be with you on your journey. And I hope you know that. Your mom, in her letter, has written to you. She told you everything that you should know, and it's important. So I will just say a few more things that I thought, a few more information that I thought you would be happy to hear. About 2 weeks ago, I had a phone call from Szabó István. Stefan Szabó. He said that he was your schoolmate at school, and another schoolmate, he was calling behalf of another schoolmate whose name is Gál Endre, or Endre Gál. He lives in Bulgaria, and he wanted István Szabó to find out where you are and if you still work for the newspaper as a reporter in the newspaper office. I gave a well enough reply to them, but I haven't heard back from them since. Rotter was very grateful for your letter, and possibly he replied to your letter. When I spoken to him last time, he was a bit hesitant regarding to the case. He thought it was a little bit too expensive. The quote was a little bit too expensive than he thought. This case is resting at the moment because Rotter went on a Christmas vacation to the Tatra, which is a nice mountain area in Hungary. Are you Aurel or Aurel? From Aurel, I received a letter from Bashrab. He is on the way to India, and he's preparing himself for a very important archaeological problem, to solve a very important archaeological problem he's not saying what it is exactly. He was spoken highly of you, and he was saying that how well you prepared your journey. Palko has a smaller invention. He's what's that called? In the result of that, in his workshop, they modified his 60 machinery based on his inventment. And the result of that, his prestige has increased at the firm, and he will get some pay rise because of that at New Year. And he is trying to do everything and prepare everything to be able to go to Australia. Judy is not sure, writing very good letters and hoping that he will be over there, don't know where, over there with the whole N family. Unfortunately, your friend Davin and another 50 people was kicked out from the office, so they don't work there anymore. Ferko Beretvás office was closed because of the war. American Express in brackets, probably this is the one. And unfortunately, he is without jobs at the moment, after he got married, 2 months after he got married. Soon he's going to get a job at the new aluminium factory. Mrs. Bardos said that Tomáš is extremely disappointed because after you guys planned a lot together, you left without saying goodbye, and you haven't even wrote an email or a letter since. How about you try to make this right, like you write to him? Nowadays, we need to change our driving license because it's going to expire. And the lady at the office said that your driving license is valid for 1 year. I thought I won't take your driving license, which is for Hungary, because I'm assuming that you will have another one in Australia. Million kisses, my son. We think about you enormously a lot. Our family gathering tonight won't be, it will be a little bit sad without you. We hope that somehow you can celebrate tonight there at the on the ship, on the boat. And we hope that you will live out or not think about, you know, dark thoughts, and you have hope in your new life, the success in your new life. God bless my darling son.